Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. We would love to hear from you, so send us a question with your email or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. Well, we're very happy to have back Jonathan and Amanda Texera. They are a young couple whose mission is to help others manage their finances and households in line with Catholic social principles. And they've written a great book. It's entitled, How to Attack Debt, Build Savings, and Change the World Through Generosity, A Catholic Guide to Managing Your Money. And this great book is available at ewtnrc.com. And you also can go out to their website. It's called WalletWin.com.
Joy, so many wonderful resources they have on their website for you as an individual to do what this book is saying, attack debt, build savings, change the world through generosity. They have formats for parishes, for the church, three segments on financial planning that people can watch, be tremendous for premarital counseling. They have materials there for the whole household. So it's not just planning for you as an individual, as a couple, but it's for your children, that generation to generation would understand that, you know, really we don't own anything, basically, you know. It's all the Lord's. Everything that is good is the Lord's, and that we're caretakers of this. And you want to get to the point of not simply getting away from debt, which is just wonderful to be set free. We've been in debt. We've been free from debt. But it's generosity, it's giving, that it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Do not store up for yourselves treasures here on earth, where moth and rust corrupt and thieves break in to steal, but store up your treasure in heaven, where moth or rust does not corrupt, thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there's your heart. God isn't asking us, where's your heart? What do you feel? What's your emotion? He says, no, where your wealth is, there's your heart. Sow into your family, sow into the parish, sow into the world, especially the poor and the needy. And God will be generous to you. He'll give back to you, shaken down, pressed down, overcoming as you give it away. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Website, walletwin.com. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we are happy to have with us again Jonathan and Amanda Texera. They're a couple whose mission is to help others manage their finances and households in line with Catholic social principles. Now, this book that they wrote is a great book. The title of it is How to Attack Debt, Build Savings, and Change the World Through Generosity, A Catholic Guide to Managing Your Money. And this great book is available at ewtnrc.com. You can go out to their website, walletwin.com. Well, yesterday's show went so fast.
It did.
But we want you to tell our family briefly about the Catholic principles, about what you hope that this book will accomplish.
Yeah, so when we sat down and wrote the book, we really had in mind wanting to just bless others, to give them hope. And really the end goal is that we're going to teach the practicals around personal finance, and we're going to bring the lives of the saints and quotes from encyclicals, and we're going to bring in scripture and what the church teaches in the catechism. But the end goal of all of it is to help people grow in virtue and in holiness with managing the money that God entrusts to them, whatever amount that might be, a small amount, a larger amount. You know, we see in the parable of the talents, you know, one received one, another two, another five. It doesn't matter how much. We want to be the best steward possible. And then the end goal of learning the practicals is that we want to be free to say yes to whatever God's going to ask of us in our life. That's the point of managing our finances well, is we want to be able to say yes to the Lord, to give him that fiat in whatever capacity it might come. And oftentimes you need the means to do that, sometimes just the faith. You know, there's Mother Angelica who made many acts of faith without always having the means, but the Lord brought the means. And it's really just that, the freedom to say yes to God's will in your life.
How do you see the vision for this book and what you're trying to communicate? Obviously, the Catholic perspective, Catholic social teaching in relationship to financial planning.
There's so much to unpack that the church has brought forth over the last 2,000 years or so. So we know we've got the book, we've got our Catholic Money course, our Catholic Money Show podcast, where there's always a new topic. There's always something else to uncover, a treasure to bring out into the light for everybody else to understand. You know, there's a lot that the church has taught over the years in cyclicals and in the catechism. There's lives of the saints that parts of them maybe just haven't been discovered or haven't been uncovered, haven't really been disseminated widely. And so that's what we want to do. Yeah. We want to say, hey, guys, there's a lot of really good stuff here. And not only is it, if you listen to it, is it going to help make your life, you know, with your finances a little smoother? You're going to be a little bit happier. And it's going to help make you holier. So why wouldn't you want to do any of that?
Right. And it is a test of our talent, our time, and our treasure as to what we're doing. And really, and trust in marriage, trusting in our faith journey with God. And it's like, do you trust me with this? Do I trust you with this? And one of us is going to be better at just the number game of managing it, but to clearly communicate that to the other. And those are skills that you incorporate in your teaching to teach and share with others, right?
How do we trust in this scary economic time? How do we trust?
You know, I think, I mean, the church gives us sometimes literal prayers. You know, there's the litany of trust that's been popularized in recent years. And, you know, I'll oftentimes tell people to start praying that every day. You know, they come to me just burdened in our economy. You know, they don't know how to make the numbers work anymore. You know, one spouse has been staying home and maybe feels pressure that they need to go get a different job or get a second job. And these can be really scary matters. And I encourage people to invite the Lord in and then to make that act of trust, that act of faith. Of course, managing our money as prudently as we possibly can. You know, the Lord wants, it's both and, right? Nature and grace. We've got to do our part, but then there's always just, you know, God's grace makes up for everything. Teresa of Avila, she is famously known for saying, you know, Teresa and 10 ducats are nothing. Teresa and 10 ducats with God, look out. Everything is possible.
Which is really true. And we have to believe that our Father owns a cattle on a thousand hills. I mean, we have to believe that. And that He knows what our needs are. And then we have to trust Him that He's going to provide. So how do we teach that to our children? And what are ways that you incorporate that in family life, not just in the life of the mother and the father?
Like anything that we're really desiring to hand on to our children, we need to first live it ourselves. So, right, we don't just, hopefully, don't just, you know, send our kids off to CCD or Sunday school or whatever it is and then not go to Mass ourselves and not be praying ourselves, but we need to live it out. So as a couple, as the head of your family, you need to be budgeting and talking about money and having some of these conversations out loud, right? So you need to live it, and then you need to communicate what you are doing, right? I saw my folks going through the canceled checks that got mailed back to them and balancing the checkbook. They never talked about it, though. So I knew they did this, and I knew my dad did something on the computer with a spreadsheet, but that was it. He never invited me in to tell me this is what we're doing and this is why we do it. So you need to then, so you live it out, you share, you communicate about what you're doing, then you can explicitly instruct your kids.
Speak about instructing your kids, because sometimes, you know, it's always, it's like show and tell, you know, and you got to do both. Like, you want to show them, but sometimes they could still miss it. That's what my parents did. That's what, but they need to get money or income and then have to give it away and learn that you have to do that cheerfully. They might do it begrudgingly. We do it begrudgingly, but God loves a cheerful giver. How do we incorporate that so that our kids are giving? Mm-hmm. Actually giving.
Yeah, so we actually teach grade schoolers, middle schoolers, and high schoolers about personal finance and the different ways that they're going to be called to use and handle money. Giving being one of those, saving, spending, and investing. And that there's a role in a process for each of those and kind of different milestones that they could start to meet based on their age, starting them young. There's not a whole lot, but there's certainly things that they can start doing. Yeah. And it's important for kids to actually have money to manage. They're not going to learn this in a vacuum. Yes. They actually need to be earning money. So that's, you know, parents need to figure out a way for their kids to do some chores, get some money flowing into their hands, even that, you know, that young 6 or 7 year old, because once they have the money, that's when you can actually do the instruction. Or if they go through our class, we do that alongside parents. So they don't have to feel like they got to recreate the wheel or know everything that they maybe don't feel comfortable knowing.
I like what you said, saving, spending, and investing, that investing part. And you know, that's biblical too, right? The talents. Because the Lord isn't like, I'm going to give you this, and if it stays the same, that's not acceptable.
He wants growth.
That we're supposed to multiply, whether it's just the virtues or finances, that we should increase this, investing. And some of us, you know, we've been at different places in our lives. We've experienced debt, getting out of debt, not having much income. Now you get a little bit more income, and we've just done fair in investing. But you have a section in there about making investing your money, and you go through 10 different ways that you can do that. It's just really helpful to see all of that. But we need to multiply that which we have for the sake of our family, investing in them, the sake of the parish, and the sake of the world, especially the needy.
Yeah, it's interesting. The church teaches. So in one of the, I think, greatest encyclicals about money that we've got, Pope Leo wrote Rerum Novarum, and in there he talks about how those who have been given a gift, whether that is material, money, or more of an intellectual gift, and, you know, being good in the arts or something, they are to be used for our perfection, right? So becoming closer to, through our cultivation of these gifts that we've been given, we are to become closer to, like, who we were made to be. And not only that, but also to take care of those who don't have those gifts, or to enrich their lives, you know, with art, who don't have it themselves. And so we are too called, to take care of our money, to invest, to manage it well. To take care of our family, certainly, those under our charge, we're taught. But also for those who need our help. We are our brother's keeper, and we are called to understand that our money, yes, there is private property, and that is necessary for human freedom, but also to understand that our possessions do also, in a crazy way, belong to all. And so when the need comes, when a need arises and we are made aware of it, that we can easily say yes to helping fulfill that need that someone else has.
And ways that we teach that with our children is, and maybe it might not be with money, but then say ways that we can volunteer. We can show up at the pantry for our diocese and put food out for people, or at the soup kitchen, so that we're giving not just of money of value, but our time and our treasure, and ways that we could put our faith into action and model that for them.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of wisdom there, right? And it's a fun little phrase that we've come up with, but time, talent, and treasure. It's not time, talent, or treasure. It's all three. And for, I think there's a lot of wisdom there, because depending on each of us, there's probably one of those that's easier to do, and there's probably one that's a lot harder to do. And so by making sure we do all three, right, that's not just a substitution for one. You can't just do two treasures for one time or anything like that. It helps get us out of ourselves to really make that generous gift, and when it really means something, to make it.
And we have to give sacrificially, not just give out of abundance or just, this is a sacrifice to give. If I donate this much money to the church or to EWTN, that means I have less money to do the things, but that's an offering, right?
Absolutely.
And then the offering is coming before the Lord in the collection, up to the altar. I mean, then you're participating in that. You're giving of yourself in that way with your sacrifice.
One of the precepts of the church is actually materially supporting the church with your means, mm-hmm. money being that. It's not optional. It's actually one of the few criteria of what it means to be a practicing Catholic, yeah. is to be supporting the church with the finances entrusted to us. And so a lot of times people, you know, they'll hear the word tithe and they'll think 10%. And I think that that's a good starting point for most people. But to your point, it needs to be a sacrificial gift. Some people are invited to give much more than that. Mm-hmm. You know, our patron saint, Saint Catherine Drexel, she's, you know, infamously known for giving up to 90% of mm-hmm. her income. So much so that the United States government created a special law that they wouldn't tax you if you gave that much. And it was, they knew that it was effectively only going to be applicable to Mother Catherine, mm-hmm. yeah. because mm-hmm. she was so generous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's one of the stories in your book. Mm-hmm. So you have multiple stories regarding saints and many testimonies of regular people. Who are some of the saints that you have in there, or who are the saints regarding finances or the saint?
Sure, well, certainly Saint Catherine Drexel. Okay. You know, the multi-millionaire heiress who made news literally around the world when she decided to become a sister. And to start an order. We've got, of course, St. Matthew, right? Tax collector, gave that away to follow Jesus. There's St. Anthony of Padua, who, there's a lot of different reasons to pray with him, but one of them is he helped lobby to change predatory lending laws mm-hmm. in his day. Okay. So the rich yeah. would stop taking advantage of the mm-hmm. poor in that yeah. way. Mm-hmm. There's the Infant of Prague. There's Our Lady Undoer of Knots, Our Lady of Perpetual Help. There's a multitude of our brothers mm-hmm. and sisters in heaven who love mm-hmm. doing this kind of work, who know how important it is that there shouldn't be this reason for a family to have the tension, for a couple to be drifting away from mm-hmm. each other.
We can call mm-hmm. upon them. Mm-hmm. In a minute or so that we have left, again, just tell us how people can find you, what you're offering for individuals, couples, the church, children. Mm-hmm. What do you got?
Well, where
do
we go? Find everything at walletwin.com. You don't want to lose. You want to win with your money, walletwin.com. There you can find our Catholic Money Academy, which houses our Catholic Money course, the A to Z, walking through all 12 money milestones and the four financial phases that we teach. We've got our Catholic Money Show podcast, so search that anywhere you listen to a podcast. We're also on YouTube. And we've got Wallet Win Kids. We've got our Money Together. That's the marriage prep program, Money okay. Together. And a lot of these resources are available directly, you know, to an individual or family, but also can be subscribed to as a parish and given to the whole parish family at once so everyone can benefit.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're a gift to the church, and you know from where you came from and where you are now, and you're servants of the church. This is desperately needed. Mm. Thank you so very much. Welcome to the EWTN family.
God bless you.
We're going to take a break at this point. Father John Paul will join us. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away. Welcome back. We have Father John Paul here with us. Yeah. Powerful sharing by the Texeras. Yeah. I mean, what a vision. It's the biblical vision. It's a Catholic vision of holistic stewardship of the wealth that God entrusts to us.
Well, I think now we're talking about finances and stewardship. If you don't mind it, I simply thank our EWTN viewing audience for the financial stewardship that you provide for this network. If it wasn't for you, this would not be possible.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But I just wanted to get that out on the table, because you know, anything like this in the church, it's all a gift. I think I heard that word constantly on the first show, and also this show is constantly a gift, a charism. A charism is given for the upbuilding of the church and also for the sanctification of the church. Mm-hmm. You know, for the sanctification of the family.
Yeah, I just have an image, and the image of, you know, receiving wealth or receiving money, and then we close our hands and do whatever. Actually, we receive it with open hands, and we maintain it with open hands. Whatever you want to do with this, Lord, I want to obey you.
Yeah, I should know this, but what is the psalm? I believe it's, we pray it in often throughout the Psalms. Open-handed he gives to the poor, his prosperity endures forever. Mm-hmm. That we should always be like open-handed in giving, you know, not wanting to clutch. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we learn the clutching part, you know, usually that starts to come into the picture about, what, 4 or 5 years old? Mm-hmm. Mine.
Yes.
Mine. You know, or no. But, you know, these conversations should start very early. You know, let go, you know, don't clutch your hands, you know. I'm thinking about the image of a father and a son throwing a baseball back and forth.
Right.
And there's a give and take where the father throws the baseball to the son. And first, when the son catches the ball, he's hesitant to give back the ball because he doesn't want to let it go. But the father needs to teach that son, no, let the ball go, I'll throw it back to you. Mm. You know, so it's that give and take. You know, we need to be able to live in truth and not be so attached or owned, you know, by our money.
Right.
Our money can own us.
Right. And enslave us.
Enslave us.
And then, and that's just the breakdown. And we appreciate your great vow of poverty that you take, as many religious do. Mm. And you live on God's providence. And what a beautiful witness that is to the church.
Well, it's been a great blessing. And, you know, since my conversion, I always, you know, had a great desire, you know, to give, you know, of my life back completely to Christ, to give everything. Mm-hmm. And that meant everything. Mm-hmm. Everything I own, which is nothing now. I think the only thing I own is my toothbrush because nobody else would want it.
There you go. Well, on that note, Father, close us with a prayer and with a blessing.
Sure.
Please.
Family, may the Lord bless you and keep you. And may he turn his face to you and be merciful to you. And may he show you his kindness and give you his peace. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Go in
Thank
peace.
You,
Those words, freely, freely, you received, freely, freely give. Go in my name, and because you believe, others may know that I live. You're an important part of this EWTN family. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.